Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Here we go. Time to talk about the crew every day at 4:40. Monday through Friday is when we do this. Fine folks over there at Pool Park in Menominee Falls. In fact, one of my buddies, John, just had Pool Park out to his house. He had an issue with his pool, had him come out. They fixed that issue real quick, and then they saw a couple other things. They patched those issues up for him as well, and he was happy as a lark. He's like, man, that was cool. And the guy gave him a bunch of advice on different ways to clean it and all this other stuff. He answered all the questions for him. Real nice guy. I'm telling you, Pool Park in Menominee Falls is the way to go. Another guy to follow along with, and is always a fun follow on Twitter, at @ByAndrewWagner, is the aforementioned Andrew Wagner from Forbes Sports, joining us now here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on The Fan. What's going on, Mr. Wagner?
I just want to apologize to all the listeners. I know you're all counting on me, but I did turn down the Republican nominee's invitation to be his running mate. I also turned down an offer from the Democratic committee to take over on top of the ticket. But, you know, I just decided I'd rather build decks out in 100 degrees than have to wear a suit every day. So sorry to let everybody down. I know you were looking forward to voting for me.
I'm not sure I can go on with the interview.
I know.
I'm a little taken back. I understand. I'll get through it. Let's talk about this Milwaukee Brewers baseball team. Any concern about Freddie Peralta, man? I tweeted it out over the weekend. Like, his ERA has gotten worse month by month. He's only got two starts in July, but an ERA of 7 now through two starts. Anything that you know about or have noticed? Mechanical? Is he healthy? Anything of those of that sort?
I mean, the metrics say that he's healthy. You know, he's throwing. His fastball is looking good. His velo is looking normal. Everything's looking like it is. You're just seeing, I don't know what it is, you know? And I don't think he's really figured it out either, but you, something that he said after his last start, you know, you look back last year, he did not have a very good first half. He came on strong in the second half. You know, it's, I don't know what the intangibles are. We're seeing a lot of the same kind of mistakes and blow up innings and lack of efficiency that we've seen during some of Freddie's struggle stretches in the past. It's just a little bit more pronounced right now and a little bit longer, and it's definitely noticeable. I don't know if I'm going to go out there and say concerning, because he doesn't look like, you know, there's an issue. And, you know, if there was, you'd have seen him on the IL already. It's a head scratcher, man. It's a head scratcher. They definitely need more from him. That is no doubt. If they're going to if they're going to take off in the second half and do what it looks like they think they're capable of doing, they need more from Freddie Peralta.
Is Tobias Myers the most reliable pitcher they have right now?
I mean, him and Colin, man, I mean, they're holding this thing down. And I know Colin had a little bit of a hiccup, but Colin Ray and Tobias Myers, man, they've been horses going out there and just getting the job done.
Is it the, I mean, I'm assuming it's Hook and Pat Murphy's decision as far as when to use an opener and when not to, because now they just use one for Colin Ray this weekend as well. I wonder how those conversations go. I wonder if this was brought up in spring training, that this may be a thing they go to throughout the year, because obviously they're not going to use an opener for Freddie Peralta.
Right. And Murphy's talked about it. The decision has basically been, you know, when the opposing team is stacking the top of their lineup with lefties and stuff like that, and don't show any change based on who the Brewers are putting out there, you know, they're inclined to go with it. Some guys do better with an opener. Some guys don't do as well because they're so routine oriented. And, you know, obviously Ray got off to a little bit of a shaky start yesterday, but he has responded well to it. It's worked out well for him. Maybe they keep going with it for the time being, depending on what the opposing lineup looks like. You know, it's just one of those things. If they see that the opposing lineup is going to be heavy on the lefties right off the bat, they're going to do what they can to kind of mitigate that damage right off the bat.
What about Zastrzewski as far as, you know, he has no options left. And I was watching the Valley Sports Wisconsin broadcast, and they were talking about the fact that this may be a hard decision for the Brewers here because they're going to be getting guys back here after the All-Star break in short order, whether it be D.L. Hall, Joe Ross, whoever it is. And he's pitched so well in the times that he's been asked to come out. He's got a zero ERA through, what, six games so far. You just wonder what that means for the bullpen and whether or not some guys that may have options left may get sent out and they keep him.
Yeah, there's going to be some tough decisions coming up. I mean, it's great. You know, the Brewers are going to get a lot of help coming in the next couple of weeks, but that's going to lead to some tough decisions because they're going to have to, you know, maybe just temporarily part ways with some of the guys that got them there. But, you know, these guys know that's also how the business works. They're young. They've got options. It's all about flexibility, and it's all about performance. I mean, the guys who are really pitching out their rear ends, I mean, they're not going anywhere, and that includes Zastrzewski. But it's kind of a sign like, hey, you know what? We gotta tighten up. We got to, you know, give them a reason to not send us down. And I think that's something that can help the team moving forward, too. I think you're going to see, you know, I've seen the complaints, and I have seen the gripes. You know, oh, the same old Brewer just melting down at the all. Okay, great, whatever. I think you're going to see a well-rested and rejuvenated team coming out of the break. They've got an extra long break this year because of, you know, cork in the scheduling. I think it's just what the doctor ordered. I mean, they need it, and I think it's going to help them.
You know, the outfield situation is another situation that I think Brewers fans are talking about a lot. And you see it on social media a ton. I hear about it a ton as well, which is, you know, who's the odd man out between Mitchell and Frelick and Perkins? And, you know, do one of those three guys end up getting moved at the deadline in order to get some pitching help? And if so, which one, you know, do you think it's going to be?
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't know. I don't think Frelick's going anywhere. I mean, he's been pretty hot lately, and you could make a case that with Terang slumping the way he has over the last month or so, and especially the last 2 weeks, it very well could see Frelick in the leadoff spot coming out of the break. I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think Mitchell's going to, you know, garner that much interest on the trade market, because nobody, including the Brewers, really knows yet what you have with him. And Perkins is a bit of a wild card too. He's had a lot of playing time this year, but you know, the same gripes that Brewers fans and you know, have on this guy, other teams are going to see the same thing. So I don't know how it's going to shake out. I don't think they're overly inclined to move one of those young guys. I think you'd have to say Mitchell might be the most attractive name if one of those guys is available, but I just don't know. If one, the Brewers are willing to part with him, and two, if there's going to be enough interest yet just based on his lack of a track record.
He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. We were talking earlier today with Dan Zielinski from BaseballProspectJournal.com, and we had Eric Kratz on, the former Brewers catcher, in the 2 o'clock hour from Foul Territory TV about the Brewers' draft to this point. I don't think I've ever seen a draft like this from the Brewers ever. Even going back to Zarenczyk and Melvin, they went high school outfielder, first baseman. Now, again, the first baseman in itself is very rare, because back when David Stearns was here, he never would have made that pick. But they take a first baseman from Tennessee. I was excited about that. Then it went pitcher, 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 catcher in the fourth round. And then it's been pitcher in the fifth, pitcher in the sixth, pitcher in the seventh, pitcher in the eighth, pitcher in the ninth, pitcher in the tenth. This is by far the most pitching I've ever seen them take. I mean, 10 rounds of a draft, they've only taken 3 non-pitchers out of 12 players drafted so far.
I mean, that's how franchises like the Brewers are going to succeed and keep this window of you know, relevancy, for lack of a better term, going. Pitching is expensive, man. Pitching is expensive. Going out, and the Brewers have learned that lesson the hard way. Going out and buying free agent pitching is expensive and doesn't really get you very far. So for a team like Milwaukee to succeed, they have got to draft and develop quality pitching. So I'm not shocked at all by that. And I haven't looked back to see, you know, what the percentage of picks used on pitchers were in the past, but you know, going that pitcher heavy early on is just a sign of, hey, this is an organizational need. We need to keep pumping the system full of quality pitchers at all times. There has to be a pipeline of young, talented pitching year in and year out to keep this team doing what it's doing.
Well, the other thing that is clear as day is there's been a philosophical change with how they draft. Now, Todd Johnson has been there. Obviously, when Stearns was there at the end of Stearns, Todd Johnson was drafting. But since Stearns leaves, last year you get Brock Wilkin, you get a bunch of corners that get drafted, which is highly unlike anything the Brewers have done in the past. This year they draft a college first baseman, and you go high school outfielder in the first round. That was something else that Stearns really didn't do either. It feels like the philosophy has changed with Matt Arnold in charge versus Stearns. And I said earlier that maybe, you know, they were doing it the way Stearns wanted to do it. That's how they did it in Houston. And now with Matt Arnold in charge, they're doing it more the way that they were doing it in Tampa Bay, which, if you're asking me which way is better, I guess I would lean Tampa Bay, only because they're working with financial constraints as much as the Brewers are. Astros, not as much.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I wouldn't read too much into the fact that they went with a high school outfielder in the first round. I asked Todd Johnson yesterday, so, you know, your first two picks, you pick a high school outfielder and you pick a college first baseman. And my thought was, maybe in the back of their head, it's like, well, we have so many young, talented outfielders, you know, at the big league level. This guy, he still fits the skill set that the Brewers have liked in years past, drafting all those first-round outfielders. He's just a little bit younger because there isn't as much need and there isn't as much room at the top of the system. And then one thing you do, you know, probably need some help with is finding close to big league-ready first base bats. So I thought maybe those were two things that kind of play in the philosophy. And John said, no, we're just going with, you know, the best player that's available on our board. while at the same time trying to draft in a way where they can maximize, you know, their pool allocation. So read into it what you want. I mean, I honestly, aside from having to just, you know, do my due diligence as a reporter and writing up the news about this, I don't really pay that much attention to what teams do in any draft, let alone baseball, because so rarely do you find a guy like Skeens who's in the big leagues within a year. I mean, it is absolutely rare. You don't really draft in terms of need like you would in the NFL. You know, Packers need linebackers or the Bucks need shooting help. You know, you can find that need in those sports and address your immediate team. You just can't really do that in baseball. You know, it's a lot of ado about nothing, and I get that it generates interest and people want to read about it and people want to talk about it, but I mean, what the hell do we know about guys who are, you know, still in high school and are at least, you know, 4 or 5 years away from being in the big league.
Right.
It's hard to figure it out.
Right. And that's why Stearns has been drafting college players forever early in drafts. He did the same thing again this year with the Mets. So that's exactly 100% correct. And this first baseman from Tennessee, I said it earlier in the show, he's going to be, well, if he works out, like you said, we don't know. But if he works out, he could very well be the guy who replaces Hoskins after next year, because Hoskins isn't having a great year. So I'm guessing he'll take the player option. He'll be back next year. And then after that, this kid walks into that first base role. I think that has to be the hope at this point. And you only have that pick because of the Corbin Burns trade.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, they're going to miss everything. But I'm sure that stuff does cross the mind at one point. It's just, you know, I don't see too much difference in the quote-unquote philosophy over the past couple of years, because you're still looking at, you know, they are going out there and they're putting an emphasis on, you know, very athletic, up-the-middle defenders, be it middle infielders, be it shortstops. They just went a little bit younger this time in the early round. And they go out there and they like to draft pitchers from, you know, colder climates that sometimes get overlooked by, you know, a lot of the big scouting outlets. And they have great, I don't know. I don't think Frelick's going anywhere. I mean, he's been pretty hot lately, and you could make a case that with Terang slumping the way he has over the last month or so, and especially the last 2 weeks, it very well could see Frelick in the leadoff spot coming out of the break. I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think Mitchell's going to, you know, garner that much interest on the trade market, because nobody, including the Brewers, really knows yet what you have with him. And Perkins is a bit of a wild card, too. He's had a lot of playing time this year, but, you know, the same gripes that Brewers fans and you know, have on this guy, other teams are going to see the same thing. So I don't know how it's going to shake out. I don't think they're overly inclined to move one of those young guys. I think you'd have to say Mitchell might be the most attractive name if one of those guys is available, but I just don't know if, one, the Brewers are willing to part with him, and two, if there's going to be enough interest yet just based on his lack of a track record.
He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. We were talking earlier today with Dan Zielinski from BaseballProspectJournal.com, and we had Eric Kratz on, the former Brewers catcher, in the 2 o'clock hour from Foul Territory TV about the Brewers draft to this point. I don't think I've ever seen a draft like this from the Brewers, ever. Even going back to Zarenczyk and Melvin, they went high school outfielder, first baseman. Now again, the first baseman in itself is very rare, because back when David Stearns was here, he never would have made that pick. But they take a first baseman from Tennessee. I was excited about that. Then it went pitcher, 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 catcher in the fourth round, and then it's been pitcher in the fifth, pitcher in the sixth, pitcher in the seventh, pitcher in the eighth, pitcher in the ninth, pitcher in the tenth. This is by far the most pitching I've ever seen them take. I mean, 10 rounds of a draft, they've only taken 3 non-pitchers out of 12 players drafted so far.
I mean, that is the you know, that's how franchises like the Brewers are going to succeed and keep this window of you know, relevancy, for lack of a better term, going. Pitching is expensive, man. Pitching is expensive. Going out, and the Brewers have learned that lesson the hard way. Going out and buying free agent pitching is expensive and doesn't really get you very far. So for a team like Milwaukee to succeed, they have got to draft and develop quality pitching. So I'm not shocked at all by that. And I haven't looked back to see, you know, what the percentage of picks used on pitchers were in the past, but you know, going that pitcher heavy early on is just a sign of, hey, this is an organizational need. We need to keep pumping the system full of quality pitchers at all times. There has to be a pipeline of young, talented pitching year in and year out to keep this team doing what it's doing.
Well, the other thing that is clear as day is there's been a philosophical change with how they draft. Now, Todd Johnson has been there. Obviously, when Stearns was there at the end of Stearns, Todd Johnson was drafting. But since Stearns leaves last year, you get Brock Wilkin, you get a bunch of corners that get drafted, which is highly unlike anything the Brewers have done in the past. This year, they draft a college first baseman, and you go high school outfielder in the first round. That was something else that Stearns really didn't do either. It feels like the philosophy has changed with Matt Arnold in charge versus Stearns. And I said earlier that maybe, you know, they were doing it the way Stearns wanted to do it. That's how they did it in Houston. And now with Matt Arnold in charge, they're doing it more the way that they were doing it in Tampa Bay, which, if you're asking me which way is better, I guess I would lean Tampa Bay only because they're working with financial constraints as much as the Brewers are. Astros, not as much.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I wouldn't read too much into the fact that they went with a high school outfielder in the first round. I asked Todd Johnson yesterday, you know, your first two picks, you pick a high school outfielder and you pick a college first baseman. And my thought was maybe in the back of their head, it's like, well, we have so many young, talented outfielders, you know, at the big league level. This guy, he still fits the skill set that the Brewers have liked in years past, drafting all those first-round outfielders. He's just a little bit younger because there isn't as much need and there isn't as much room at the top of the system. And then one thing you do, you know, probably need some help with is finding close to big league-ready first base bats. So I thought maybe those were two things that kind of play in the philosophy. And John said, no, we're just going with, you know, the best player that's available on our board, while at the same time trying to draft in a way where they can maximize, you know, their pool allocation. So read into it what you want. I mean, I honestly, aside from having to just, you know, do my due diligence as a reporter and writing up the news about this, I don't really pay that much attention to what teams do in any draft, let alone baseball, because so rarely do you find a guy like Skeens who's in the big leagues within a year. I mean, it is absolutely rare. You don't really draft in terms of need like you would in the NFL. You know, Packers need linebackers or the Bucks need shooting help. You know, you can find that need in those sports and address your immediate team. You just can't really do that in baseball. You know, it's a lot of ado about nothing, and I get that it generates interest and people want to read about it and people want to talk about it, but I mean, what the hell do we know about guys who are, you know, still in high school and are at least, you know, 4 or 5 years away from being in the big league?
Right.
It's hard to figure it out.
Right. And that's why Stearns has been drafting college players forever early in drafts. He did the same thing again this year with the Mets. That's exactly 100% correct. And this first baseman from Tennessee, I said it earlier in the show, he's going to be, well, if he works out, like you said, we don't know, but if he works out, he could very well be the guy who replaces Hoskins after next year, because Hoskins isn't having a great year, so I'm guessing he'll take the player option, he'll be back next year, and then after that, this kid walks into that first base role. I think that has to be the hope at this point, and you only have that pick because of the Corbin Burns trade.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, they're going to miss everything, but I'm sure that stuff does cross the mind at one point. It's just, you know, I don't see too much difference in the quote-unquote philosophy over the past couple of years, because you're still looking at, you know, they are going out there and they're putting an emphasis on, you know, very athletic, up-the-middle defenders, be it middle infielders, be it shortstops. They just went a little bit younger this time in the early round. And they go out there and they like to draft pitchers from, you know, colder climates that sometimes get overlooked by, you know, a lot of the big scouting outlets. And they have great success with that. Maybe the ages are a little bit different this time, but I just don't see too much of a difference in philosophy from year to year, because at the end of the day, you know, you could take all the outside considerations in there, but you're guessing and you're taking a player that, at least according to your evaluations, checks off all the boxes of things that are important to in organizational philosophy. And in that regard, I just don't see a lot of difference.
He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Thank you much. Do you have a home run derby pick for tonight, or will you not even be watching the home run derby, Mr. Wagner?
I will not even be watching. I will be sitting in my backyard working on my canoe.
Wait, what? You're working. You're building yourself a canoe?
Yeah.
For what?
So I can go canoeing.
Seems like a lot of physical activity for somebody that used to be in radio. That doesn't seem to mash up. Why would you want to go through that all for canoeing? Like, you have to row and stuff, right?
I like being out in nature, man. I like being...
Yeah, and a chair with a beer. I understand. I've seen your pictures by your fire. I get that. Yes.
There's people that like to... They call going to the lake, sitting out in some giant mini yacht on Lake Geneva. Like, great. And I'd rather just, like, find a river up north, throw my canoe in the water, and just sit there with a cooler of beer, no cell phone connection whatsoever, some music, maybe a little other refreshments, and just zone out from the world. And what better way to do it in a boat you built your damn self?
Yeah, God bless you. I couldn't build myself a box, nonetheless a canoe. Mr. Wagner, thank you so much. We'll talk again on Friday.
See ya.
There he is, Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.